Hey everyone, and welcome back to Digital Poison, the dopamine cure for screen addiction and burnout. I'm your host, Rachel Carter, and trust me, you're in the right place if you've ever felt like your phone has more control over your life than you do. Ever scroll through social media just because it feels like something you have to do, even when you know you're feeling a little drained? You know that feeling when your eyes are glued to the screen, and suddenly an hour has disappeared into thin air? Yeah, me too. But guess what? We don't have to be slaves to our devices. This is where Digital Detox comes in, and today we're crafting your very own survival guide for a world that's constantly buzzing with notifications and demands your attention. Now, before you picture yourself hiding in a cave for a month, although, hey, if that works for you, let me tell you. A digital detox doesn't have to be extreme. It's about finding balance, reclaiming control, and rediscovering the joy of being present in the real world. Here are 5 key takeaways that will help you build your ultimate digital detox survival guide. 1. Know your triggers. First things first, we need to figure out what sends you spiraling into a screen-scrolling frenzy. Is it boredom? Stress? Loneliness? Maybe a certain app just has a way of sucking you in like a black hole. Once you identify your triggers, you can start to develop strategies to avoid them or manage them more effectively. For example, if stress is your trigger, maybe try taking a walk instead of reaching for your phone when things get overwhelming. 2. Set realistic goals. Don't go from zero to hero overnight. It's important to start small and gradually increase the amount of time you spend away from your devices. Maybe begin by setting aside just 30 minutes each day for a digital detox, read a book, listen to music, or simply enjoy some quiet time without any distractions. Think about it like training for a marathon. You wouldn't jump right into running 26 miles, would you? No. You'd start with smaller runs and gradually build up your endurance. Same goes for digital detoxing. 3. Create tech-free zones. Designate certain areas in your home as tech-free zones, like the bedroom or dinner table. This will help you create boundaries and prevent your phone from becoming a constant presence in your life. Imagine having a peaceful dinner conversation with loved ones without the distraction of endless notifications popping up. 4. Find alternative activities. What do you enjoy doing offline? Rediscovering hobbies you've put aside, spending time outdoors, connecting with friends and family face to face, these are all fantastic ways to fill the void when you're not glued to your screens. Think about what brings you joy and make a conscious effort to prioritize those activities. 5. Practice mindfulness. When you do find yourself reaching for your phone out of habit, pause for a moment and ask yourself, why am I doing this? Are you truly bored, or are you just seeking a quick dopamine hit? By becoming more aware of your actions and intentions, you can start to break free from mindless scrolling. Let me tell you a story that might resonate with some of you. Picture this. Sarah's scrolling through Instagram during her lunch break. She sees everyone else's picture-perfect lives, vacations, amazing meals, successful projects, and suddenly she feels inadequate and anxious. She ends up rushing back to work, feeling drained and even more stressed. Sound familiar? This is a classic example of how technology can amplify our insecurities and negativity. But what if Sarah took a lunch break for a walk in the park instead? What if she focused on the beauty around her, felt the fresh air on her skin, and simply enjoyed being present in the moment? That's a digital detox success story right there. So, let's recap. Digital detox isn't about becoming a tech hermit, it's about finding balance, reclaiming your time, and rediscovering the joy of living in the real world. By knowing your triggers, setting realistic goals, creating tech-free zones, finding alternative activities, and practicing mindfulness, you can build your very own digital detox survival guide. Now, I want to hear from you. What's your biggest challenge when it comes to digital detoxing? Share your thoughts in the comments below. Let's support each other on this journey towards a healthier relationship with technology. And remember, you've got this. Until next time, keep scrolling for purpose, not just pleasure.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.